You put the B in LGBT. You put the B in LGBT.
This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to The Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
Welcome to The Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We are kicking off bi-week today, and we are all very excited. Joining me is our co-host, Mick Collins.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey. Hi, Mick. And we have Amy Lebidowitz back, our wonderful author. Joining us to help us celebrate. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So, Amy, tell us about your new book coming out in November.
November, yeah. It took me over a year to write this thing. But I ended up writing more or less, this is probably the most personal thing I've ever written, more or less this person's journey of his spiritual experience and having come out of a fundamentalist religious background and the experience that he has following that. So, and that's part of what my experience was coming out of a very conservative religion. So, so that's where that was born from. And it was actually, I did another one of those, let's find a fairy tale to base this on. And one of my suggestions, I crowdsourced it, and one of the suggestions I got was Puss in Boots. So this is actually a Puss in Boots tale.
Woo-hoo. Very cool.
That's very cool. It must have been a little hard and raw for you to go through this, though. I know how hard it is to go back to past pains and write about them.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience. I had a beta reader, and I would send her chapters, and she would edit them, and she would be in tears, and then she'd send them back to me, and I would fix all the things she wanted me to edit, and I would be in tears.
Yeah.
Very emotional experience for all of us.
Yeah, I've written a couple of articles now, and I have a hardest time going back reading them because they're so painful. It's just, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's remind everybody about your past book.
Last year, almost a year ago, I had my first novel, which was Lower Education, and that was – sorry about my dog – and that was about the state of the educational system in New York.
And it talked a lot about charter schools. Excellent, excellent read.
Yes.
That was really a good book. Everybody should read that. And you have a little quick story in the collection, too, that I just absolutely adored. It was just so sweet. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the other things that I did this year was my publisher put out several anthologies, so I've been submitting stories to her, and this was actually my first story with two women. So the whole anthology was around the concept of butch women. And which I happen to really like butch women, so that was right up my alley. So I wrote this little story about a woman who is, she and her girlfriend have had a spat, and it sort of involves lesbian penguins, which is not a thing, as she says multiple times in the story, but penguins actually are well known to be bisexual animals, so so I thought that was a fun thing to throw in there.
Well, I think we need a meme of lesbian penguins because it's stuck in my mind, and I just love it.
Ripe with possibility.
Ripe with possibility, exactly.
Well, we hear so often. Actually, there have been a number of very famous situations in zoos where male penguins have mated with each other, and there was one even where they gave the penguin pair an egg to raise because they were stealing other people's or other penguins' eggs.
Oh, wow.
They gave them one. So there's been some high-profile, quote-unquote, gay penguins, but I have yet to hear about lesbian penguins, but actually African blackfoot penguins are very well known as bisexual animals, and they will sometimes not only take a same-sex mate, but sometimes they will take two mates. So they are fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very interesting animals.
Yay for polyamory penguins.
Yeah. That sounds like a club, the polyamorous penguin.
Oh, yeah. We should we should make a Facebook page.
There we go.
Because penguins mate for life, usually, so that's where that comes in.
Oh, that's awesome. I know there's been a story. There was a famous, I can't even remember what the animal was, a famous animal that was gay, and so they separated him off or were going to neuter him or something like that, and they stuck him with females, and he was, like, happy to be there.
Yeah. I think that's happened occasionally with lions and many animals. You know, there are some animals who are sort of any port in a storm kind of animals, and many who that's just part of their
existence.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Nick, what have you been up to? I know you had a rough month in August, and how is your book doing?
Still trying to get people to read the first one, Night Shall Overtake. The one that I'm trying to get published right now, I'm striking out, but I'm not giving up. I'm still trying to plug away at it.
Don't give up. I know it's going to be excellent. Night Shall Overtake is fantastic. Everybody should read that, and affordable. And I will put all the links up. It's kind of a, not really a detective story, but kind of.
It's kind of a noirish horror detective thing.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the, I still don't really know what to call the damn thing.
I just adore it. It's just, I adore the main character so much. I don't want to give a whole lot away, but yeah, I want to be her when I grow up.
I'm trying to write a sequel, but it's tough because I got all these other projects I'm working on too. But I've got it started. I have started the sequel.
Oh, fantastic. Well, let's get started on Bye Week, which starts on Sunday and runs through to Saturday, September 20th to the 26th, with, of course, Wednesday being September 23rd, our longstanding Bye Visibility Day. 30 years, I believe. I'm not sure. Got to get it in my head. You can find out all that information on the Bi Visibility Day site that has been put out by Jen Yockney from the UK for years. And, of course, we have our Bisexual Week site that we have been working on for. Hi, how are you? He's excited about it, too, just like us.
Exactly.
I think he's more excited about the chipmunk out there.
Ah.
This is our second year we've put the site together and put the bi-week events together and everything, and you can check that out on www.bisexualweek.com. As far as the events, we have so much going on. I haven't even loaded everything yet. But just to give you an idea, here in Portland, our own Bi Brigade is kicking off the week with a Sunday coffee brunch at Triumph Coffee, which is just recently been kind of put back on its heels with the help of the Radical Fairies here in Portland, and yay to them. We appreciate that. That should be a lot of fun. Go hang out with Sean and Cam and Lisa and Dom and everybody. Everybody will be there. It'll be great. That runs from 1 to 4 at Triumph, and that information is on the site. All this information is. Washington, D.C., we have, I can't say what we're doing, but we're doing something special on Monday. And everybody's been posted about it, so everybody knows. So it's a big deal, and it's going to be something important for our community.
Cool.
Also, yeah, it's fantastic. I can't wait to get all the information out about it. And on the 22nd, that's Tuesday, we are having a big deal with HRC for Bi Community Health and Wellness Festivals. Well, there'll be a reception with free HIV testing. A program begins at 7:15. Lots of things going on, official proclamations from the D.C. Mayor's office. It's going to be great. And I will be in D.C. doing all this. This will be fun for me. I'll be home by Wednesday, though. And in Los Angeles, they have the big Bi Arts Festival. Ian Harvey from Transparent. The trans actor from Transparent is going to be there along with several other performers that will have a great panel with a lot of our, including Faith, a lot of our bi activists in the area there. RJ Aguirre and Connor Martin from YouTube fame will be there too, so it'll be awesome. And let's see, San Francisco is going to have National Center for Lesbian Rights will be launching a Twitter storm, and that information is on there. You can follow them on Twitter. and they will have the Twitter information to tweet and retweet for them. And Boston has 3 years of the BRC, and that's on the 25th, which is Friday. They're going to have a big party going on, and that's going to be fun. And then in New York City on Saturday, we're going to have a reading of the play My Brother's a Keeper, a new play by Dr. Harold Kuti, and it's about a black man and bisexuality, which we need more of, believe me. And then in Minneapolis, the Bisexual Organizing Project is sponsored a community social event with presentations by community recognition, and you can find out more information on their site. So there, and I haven't even listed everything. There's so much going on all over the country. I'm so excited. There's a group that's having Bi Awareness Month all month long, and that's by the 1-5 Club, and that is in Utah. Yay,
wow.
We've got so many groups coming up and doing such amazing things. And that's on the Facebook pages, too. Let's see. What else can I find here?
It's going to be a busy month.
It's going to be really, really busy. Bi Visibility Flag Raising, and that's going to be on the 23rd, and that is going to be at William Way LGBT Community Center, which is, where is that? Oh, in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So, and then there's all over the place, the people here and stuff, Chicago. You can find all kinds of listings for whatever your area or your group is on Facebook. So I'll try and list as many as I can for you guys to pick up. But I am it's just amazing. It's a big deal this year, and I really appreciate everybody and all their hard work they put into it. So what are you guys up to?
I've been looking up here in Austin, and there's a big LNG visible community, but as far as everyone else, it's almost non-existent. There's one bisexual group I can find, and I don't think they've been active for a while. So it's, you know, kind of gay friendly as this area is, it's like bisexuals kind of don't exist.
Well, I wonder if we can post something in Binet, see if anybody's interested in getting something rounded up there.
Yeah, that, or I just simply couldn't find anything, but I looked for a couple of days, and if they're doing it, they're hiding it real well.
Yeah, sometimes it's really hard to find them. I mean, it took me a very long time. Did you try Meetup?
I don't think I've tried that one yet.
Meetup is a good place to find them. A lot of times they'll post there, and they aren't even involved with Facebook. So
okay, I have to look then.
Check on Meetup, see what you can find there. And how about you, Amy?
There's not much going on here. Most of the stuff in New York is on the other side of the state from me. So yeah. Western New York is kind of an odd. There's pockets of it's very conservative, so my city is this odd cross between we're really gay friendly, but it's like the be gay but not too gay, because it's very family friendly as well, so, and it's a little conservative here, so there's not too much directly going on, at least not this coming week. There's not any big Bi Visibility stuff going on. I think there's probably some meetup stuff that's semi-local. I know there's some Western New York stuff, but there's nothing right in my city, so not, at least not at this point. So more or less sticking to my few local friends and some stuff I'm doing online, and you know, so not too much.
Well, that's too bad. I know New York City has got a really strong bisexual community that, you know, they're planning on doing stuff, so, you know, where they're having the reading with Dr. Harold Kuti, which would be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's too bad you can't get over there.
No, that's about 8 hours from me.
I know. People think New York is, New York's a big state, and there's a lot more to it than New York City.
Yes. Yeah, I always think it's funny when we go visit people in Boston, and they say, "So, how often do you get to the city?" Not that often. You're closer.
I know. It's like, yeah. Well, for us, you know, it's like, you know, places like Ashland is like 4 or 5 hours away from me, or three at least. And people, well, you know, it's just over there. I said, "No, that's a long way."
Yeah,
it's a lot longer than you think. So I invite everybody to go check out the Bisexual Week site. Lots of stuff going on there. We have the new hashtags and icons. We will be having a Twitter storm happening, like I said. We have some public policy priorities that are going to get updated. We have our why we use the word bisexual, press information, the events, the logo, which you can use and to reshare and tweet with about the event. And those were done by my good friend, Nikki, who is a graphics artist and also part of our team here. And I really love what she did. So, you know, hey, hire her. She's great. And then we have our downloads. We have in our printables this year, we have the addition of the map. Hold on. Give me a second. I went to the wrong page. I can't remember everything all the time. I try to pretend like I can, but I have lists. Let's see.
Sorry, right. I just have Post-its, tons and tons of Post-its.
I have that little Post-it thing on my computer, which is kind of aggravating, but it's useful.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
Yeah. So this year, HRC brought us a new brochure called Supporting and Caring for Our Bisexual Youth, which is fantastic. And that is downloadable, very usable when you need some kind of referencing. And then we also have our Understanding Issues Facing Bisexual Americans, brought to you by MAP, or I can't even think of what that is. Understanding Issues brought to us by MAP. It is awesome, and that is downloadable. We also have our Bisexual Awareness Handout, which is downloadable, and the Coming Out, Getting By in a Gay Straight World from last year. These are all downloadable. There's a ton of them on here. Well, that was just lovely, Lynette. Go check them out. They're great. I'm glad I'm a good editor. We've loaded some more memes, all by suggestions by you guys. And they're lots of fun. So go and enjoy those. We have a lot of them on here from all over the place, and those who I did not give credit to, thank you for making them. You know who you are. And those who suggested them, thank you for doing that, because they're pretty cool.
There's some really good ones on there.
We have some new great videos from the Still Bisexual campaign put together by Nicole Crystal this year. A lot of people we know, a lot of people we love. Go check them out. I put up a few examples. We have some new videos from some of our favorites, and videos, and of course RJ and Connor, and I put up that cute bisexual makeup tutorial because it's kind of real tongue in cheek. I enjoyed that a lot, and our old standards. I didn't get them all on here that I wanted to, but there you go. We do the best we can. Yeah. We only have so much room, right?
Exactly.
And then we have some new online resources. So go check out the entire page and see how you can participate. And that's my spiel. Do you guys have anything you want to add?
Nothing at the moment. Just that, just everyone go have fun and let's be visible.
Oh, yeah. I think seeing the mood on the Binet Facebook group page, it seems like everybody's in a pretty good mood about this. I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And yes, Freddie Mercury does rule. if you're on that group, you know what I'm referring to. there's been a meme going about that a lot of people didn't care for. So someone made another meme, which everybody loved, and that of course brought up a lot of discussions about identity politics. And my thought at the moment is it's Pride Week and I love Freddie, and there you go. Nobody's going to dampen my spirit about it.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate this.
No problem.
Well, of course.
I'm sorry John couldn't join us, but Amy, he'll catch up with you soon to do an interview with you about your book.
For sure.
More totally, And I will also be kind of giving you a post-op in about a week or so, you guys, on how it went during Bisexual Week. Okay?
Very cool.
Fantastic.
All right. All right. Everybody, you remember, you're not wrong, you're not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are bisexual. Yay!
Yay.
Party time.
Woo!
Thanks, guys. That was great. I appreciate it.
No
problem.
Of
course.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
If you teach a bird to sing, she'll learn to fly. If you let her sing, she gonna fly. If you let her sing, she gonna fly away. If you teach bird to sing, she gonna learn to fly. If you let her sing, she gonna fly. If you let her sing, she gonna fly away. You think you got it, hate your prize and a lock and a key. You think she is too dumb to set herself free, but the fact that you locking her up shows you're the dummy. Just to get your kicks, and the fact that you like it like that shows you're the dummy. And if you teach a bird to sing, she'll learn to fly. You let her sing, she gonna fly. You let her sing, she gonna fly away.
If you teach a bird to sing, she'll
just like I will. Cause I see sky out my window, and the sun is rising, rising, rising. Just like I will. If you teach a bird to sing, she gonna learn to fly. If you let her sing, she gonna fly. Fly. if you let her sing. She gonna fly if you let her sing. She gonna fly.